All right, so I'm in the Croatian Museum. It's kind of a dark part of the Croatian Museum, so just feel buried with the lighting. We're doing our best in kind of an informal way, but we're at the second C of our seven C's. And as a ministry, we summarize biblical history with these seven C's. The first one being creation, the second one is corruption. And we see this in our curriculums, in our presentations, and so forth and so on. But the second C is the corruption. You see, God made a perfect creation, but then man sinned, bringing death and suffering into this world. As we walk down here at the museum, we show how when they ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge, they were told not to eat from. Now, we don't know what the fruit was, or we don't know what kind of fruit it was, but we kind of gave you our version of what the fruit may have looked like, you know. But the point is, they rebelled against God's command. They rebelled against his command not to eat from the fruit of the tree of knowledge and good and evil. And that brought sin, death, and the curse into this world. And there were consequences for that. So if we keep walking down, there are a lot of people behind us, but that's cool. Come on this way. And so as we keep going through the exhibit, we see a very important truth on this door. Keep walking this way if we can. It says sin changed everything. And it really did. If you look at that event in history, when man sinned and brought death and suffering in this world, it changed all of creation. It changed people. It changed animals. It changed the dirt. It changed the world. It changed the universe. The Bible says all of creation is groaning in pain and wants to be fixed back to the way it was before man sinned. So if you keep coming this way, we see we got this exhibit here. Sin changed everything. Well, Romans 8:22, we'll keep walking this way. You guys are fine. You can walk through. All right, Romans 8:22. All of creation is groaning in pain. It wants to be fixed back to the way it was before man sinned. The extent of the fall, the extent of the effects of the fall was catastrophic. It affected the entire universe, the whole of God's creation. Everything is groaning in pain because of man's sin. It affected everything. Just crazy to think about. And that's bad news. But that is why the good news is so good. You see, the Bible tells us that when Christ came and he redeemed mankind and he paid the debt on our behalf, he rose again defeating death, he brought victory. Not only for salvation for the souls of those who believe, but one day he'll return and he'll return creation back to a perfect state. There'll be, when Christ returns with the new heavens and the new earth, there'll be no more death, no more suffering, no more pain, no more bloodshed, no more cancer, no more evil desires, no more sinful nature. It'll be perfection, perfection in the world, perfection with our relationship to nature around us, perfection with the relationship with other people, perfection with our relationship with God himself. What an amazing thought. Yes, we live in a broken, sin-cursed world, the consequences of man's sin, but also there's a wonderful promise coming. For those who put their faith in Christ, we will live for him forever in a new, perfect, new heavens and new earth when he redeems it unto himself for his glory upon his return. I am looking forward to that day.